Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
Next question is from Jesse. Having been sick for many years and still getting migraines at times, I am challenged to retrain my brain like a puppy to focus on overcoming the pain and not letting it stop me. So the question here is, any tips on how to do this faster or more powerfully will be deeply appreciated.
So Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Rockstar.
Yeah, great question. First of all, pain, let's address a migraine, which is an example of pain, right? Migraines don't feel good. And can be, you know, debilitating, kind of stop you in your tracks. So the key here is to look at the pain. The pain actually means pay attention. It's trying to tell you something that you need to pay attention to. So first question we would ask that you don't have to answer right now, but just for you to kind of write down and then do a meditation on is, what is it that you need to pay attention to that you're not currently? Yep. What is it that you need to pay attention to that you're not?
We're not sure if it's ecological to simply will away all pain. This is for everybody.
Right.
Like, Mind Power is the real deal. Mind Power, like Shay and I don't believe in like contextual mind power or conditional mind power, or sometimes we have mind power on, sometimes we have it off. Like, I mean, literally case in point, like with Sebastian coming into this world, we're like, let's put mind power to the test and see how resilience and mental toughness works in a very, what's almost a universal of being a high stress situation, which is childbirth. And let's literally use it. You know, we don't do part-time mind power. We're full-time through and through. So, but I say all that saying like, yeah, could you use mind power to will away headaches? Yeah. But, and by the way, Jesse, we're going to give you a really cool way that you could do that. But first,
we want to cover the,
for everybody.
Yeah. Just so that everybody knows.
They're not willing away pain all the time.
Yeah. Because there is something to learn from the pain, and that is the way the unconscious mind communicates, is by giving us a pain, right? And by saying there's something that needs to be addressed here.
Like, I know any single time I have middle or lower back, which is like metaphorical for, I perceive I'm not getting enough support. Doesn't mean that I'm not. I perceive that I'm not getting enough support, which means I need to go out and look and see how am I getting support or ask for more support. But that's like, I could will away that pain, but instead I'm like, why am I getting this back pain? Oh, because I need to pay attention. Pain equals pay attention. Pain means pay attention. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, how do I need to see how I'm getting support, or where do I need to ask for more support? Those are the questions that run through my head.
Yeah.
That's like my Achilles heel is my middle lower back. Like, it all of a sudden I'm like, I could be bending over to pick up a business card and I'm like, oh, and obviously the business card didn't do it. Right. You know, that doesn't make logical sense. You know, maybe 200 pounds, sure, but something like that. That means my body's trying to communicate to me. Don't get me wrong. There is such thing as physical pains. Everybody, totally. But it's well known, and even the American Medical Association talks a lot about psychosomatic pains, which is meaning pains that are of the mind, right? And so I think first we have to pay attention to that of which we need to pay attention to. And if that resolves the pain, great. If not, then probably it is, like you said in your question, you need to retrain your brain. Like, your brain got really used to doing the pain and it almost became habitual. This can happen sometimes where we loop into the pain, and that can be what they would call psychosomatic. Cool. Then we have a technique for you, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. So first of all, agreement, Jesse, that before you go do the technique, you'll first do like a little bit of a mental meditation to figure out, is there anything you need to pay attention to that you're not paying attention to? Thumbs up. Yeah. Rock star.
Cool.
Okay. We figured. So that's for everybody. Cause I know some of you are like, cool, I'm just going to will away pain. Before you start using mind power to will away pain, please, I'm begging, please
check in with yourself.
Say, is there anything I need to pay attention to that I'm not paying attention to, that when I do could cause the pain to go away?
Yeah.
Then pain goes away. Cool. You paid attention. Pain doesn't go away. Yeah. probably need to do some tweaking with your mind power because it could just be a little bit of a negative loop.
Yep.
So case in point, Jesse, we had a client, her name was Mandy. She's actually very active in our community, used to get like a lot of migraines. And she contacted us one day. I was like, I can't drive. I'm like, scale of 1 to 10, the pain's at a 10. Like I'm dizzy, about feeling very good, nauseous, like all of, you know, the things that come that we won't mention that come with migraines. And so, you know, we're said, is there anything you need to do? Like pain equals pay attention. Pain means to pay attention. What do you need to pay attention to that you're not paying attention to? First thing she said was, I am dehydrated. I live in Las Vegas.
Because I haven't drank any water today. And I've been on the go. I did a workout and she's like, I know I'm dehydrated.
Okay. I was like, okay. So make sure you get water with some minerals in it or add some minerals to it if you need to it.
To get those electrolytes.
To get electrolytes, something like that. Yeah. Funny, now she represents a company that's got a really great electrolyte. Isn't that a trick?
Yeah.
Anyway, side note. We digress. So she went into the store. She was actually in the parking lot of the store. Perfect. Went in the store, they had some electrolytes, not the greatest, but it was something, plus water, put some electrolytes in the water and chugged it. And we were kind of with her on the phone. And she was like, I like literally feel the migraine already lessening a little bit. So this is how she employed the pay attention part of pain to really work on the physical part of it. She said it went down from a 10 to like a 6, but it was still like, whoa, you know, and we're
progress, still there.
We're like, is there anything else that you need to pay attention to that you're not? She goes, I can't think of anything. I said, okay, so this is what you're going to do. Everyone pay attention. This is the cool Jedi mind stuff. We said, so where's the pain? She goes, mainly my head. She goes, I mean, it's going all throughout my body, but it's starting in the head. What's the shape of it? She said, a cube. Oh, okay. Size? And she goes, whole head. So like a cube, whole head. I said, what's the color? Bright red. Interesting. Okay, cool. So any other colors? She goes, no, just solid red. I went, oh, okay. So what if we rounded out all the corners and made it into like a sphere? So it's like a ball.
Yeah. So it's now got soft edges.
And it's just there's no smooth. Harsh edges. And what if we turn that red color into like a lavender?
Yeah. Like a really soothing, soft lavender.
Like a light lavender. And then what if we made that lavender turn a lighter lavender and then it turned into white? So we have a white sphere inside your head now. And then what if that sphere shrunk down to the size of a softball? And then it shrunk down to the size of a baseball. And then it shrunk down to the size of a golf ball. And then it shrunk down to the size of a grape. And then it shrunk down to the size of a marble. And then it shrunk down to the size of a little BB that's like in a BB gun. And then it shrunk down to the ball that's in the ball, like the tip of a ballpoint pen, that tiny. And then it shot out your nose. Pew, pew. How's your headache? She was like, it's gone. We're like, and I remember I was like, wait, no, don't bullshit me. I was like, are you serious? And she goes, it's gone. Cause we were just experimenting. And we have since used that technique for ourselves, multiple clients, students, team members, whole nine yards, but you got to pay attention first, find out if there's anything physical you got to do. And then after that, just use a little mind power, change the shape, the size, the color, and just shoot it out your nose like a laser. By the way, we've done that with people with knee pain after they paid attention, did whatever they need to do to fix it or do the rehab or the, you know, PT, physical therapy or whatever. Maybe massage, chiropractor, whatever. Yeah. And then after that, there's still some pain and literally they just shot it out the tip of their toe. Change the size, the shape, the color, and shoot it out of the body.
Yeah.
Does that help, Jesse? Yeah. So yeah. Do the pay attention part. See if there's anything you need to pay attention to. Then do that. Then do it every single time.
That there's a migraine. Right. The consistency is key because now you're training your brain. This goes back to the part about training your brain to be without that pain and to get in control of the pain and to diminish the pain and to alleviate it from your body. So that, and then bit by bit, the unconscious mind will be, you know, it'll actually, this is cool. it'll start to do the process before you consciously do it.
What a trip.
Right.
If you do it consistently.
Yeah.
If you consistently do the technique every single time, eventually your body will take over. It'll just do the process for you.
And then you'll be like, oh, wait.
I haven't had a migraine in like 6 months.
Yeah.
What the? You'll realize that. You'll wake up one day and be like, what? And it's because it's funny. Some individuals in the mind space will say, if there's something that you need to do like that, like body related stuff, that you have to do it every day forever. No, there's actually a point your body will just take it over, which is cool. It's called a psychokinetic bridge. Mind body connection will happen where literally you do something consciously. And then we always say, when you forget to do it, it means that your body's already doing it anyway. Let me repeat that. When you forget to do something, it means your body's already doing it anyway. Something like that. You just have to retrain your brain to change the shape, the color, the size, and shoot it out of your body. And do that every single time there's a migraine. And then there's going to be a point where you forget that you've had migraines, and it will have been a while.
Become the new norm. And you will, without migraines.
Yeah, exactly. Before long, the psychosomatic pain will likely totally disappear. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.